This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Hello and good morning, listeners. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news, and this is your host, Ashwin. On the 23rd of October, I'm in Sydney and it's super cold out here. Yes, your news is coming to you from down under for the next couple of months. Looking forward to that. On the 23rd of October, Tesla is signing a deal to set up manufacturing factories in China. They finally got the import duties sorted and they finally penetrated into a nation that everybody wants to manufacture in. WhatsApp's new update is bringing group voice calls. Some sports news. New Zealand beat India in their first ODI, and India's Srikanth does us proud by winning the third Super Series title of 2017 in badminton. Some Premier League news with a lot of football games happening yesterday and day before. And Susan Fowler says she can't think of enough money that she could get to return back to Uber. We discussed that soon. Uber seeing a lot of trouble, the ousting of recent CEO Travis Kalanick, and also there are problems in London. In fact, Susan Fowler wants to make a movie of all the sexual harassment and experiences that she's had at Uber. More trouble to deal with. We'll discuss that soon. First piece of the news is Tesla signing a deal to set up a manufacturing factory in China. That's right, electric car maker Tesla has signed a deal with the Shanghai government to set up its own manufacturing facility in the city's free trade zone in China. The agreement could enable Tesla to slash production costs while incurring China's 25% import tariff. The electric car maker intends to clearly define production plans in China by the year's end. WhatsApp's new update is bringing group voice calls. That's right, the Facebook-owned messaging service has reportedly hinted at the feature in the latest beta version. Also, reports early suggested that WhatsApp may allow group admins to have more power and choose if the group participants can modify the subject of the group, its icon, and description. So more power to group admins and group voice calls. That's the update on WhatsApp. Latham Taylor's record stand helps New Zealand beat India in their first ODI. Tom Latham and Ross Taylor recorded the highest fourth wicket stand of 200 for New Zealand in ODIs to help them defeat India by 6 wickets in the first ODI in Mumbai on Sunday. The match also witnessed Indian captain Virat Kohli becoming only the second batsman to score 100 in his 200th ODI. More sports news. India's Srikanth wins his third Super Series title of 2017. That's right, Indian shuttler Kidambi Srikanth defeated South Korea's Lee Hyun to win the Denmark Open, his third Super Series title this year. Srikanth won the Indonesian Open and the Australian Open earlier this year and was also the runner-up at Singapore Open, defeated the world number 22, 21-10, 21-5. It's a thrashing, actually. Srikanth's first Super Series premier title was at the China Open in 2014. Some Premier League news. We have a lot of games that happened over the weekend. In fact, on Sunday, we had... Liverpool lose to Spurs 4-1 and Arsenal thrash Everton 5-2. On Saturday, West Brom lost to Southampton 1-0 and Manchester United lost to Huddersfield 1-2. Manchester City continued their thrashing. They defeated Burnley 3-0 and Brighton defeated West Ham with the same result. Chelsea defeat Watford 4-2 while Swansea lose to Leicester at home 2-1. Another couple of games that happened was Newcastle beating Crystal Palace 1-0 and Stoke losing to Bournemouth 1-2 at home. That's surprising. Yes, the surprises were Manchester United's loss and also Stoke's loss at home. Last piece of the news is, don't think Uber could offer enough money to return, says Fowler. When asked if she would return to Uber, Susan Fowler, whose blog post prompted the ouster of CEO Travis Kalanick, has said, I don't think they could offer me enough money to go back there. The former Uber employee had written about the sexism and sexual harassment at Uber. Reports said that Fowler is developing a movie about her experiences at Uber. And if that happens, there is more shit to deal with at Uber. Everything's going down there. They really need some peace time. Not sure how they'll find that in the midst of all this. On the 23rd of October from Sydney, where they said it will be summer, but it's really cold. It's 13 degrees out there and 6:30 a.m. You guys have a great Monday morning on the 23rd of October. I'm leaving you with Good For You by THPD in the background.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.